Sunday, July 19th, was a quiet day. We rode into Johnson City to the Christian Church, a small, white, modest structure, not more than 40 in the congregation, a great many of whom Lyndon called by their first name as we filed out and shook hands afterward. Then we drove by Truman Fawcett's house, catching them in their sock feet, so to speak, and talked about the old Johnson home and the uses it might be put to, that the community might get some good out of. Perhaps the Blanco County Historical Association might sponsor it, tend the yard and keep it clean, and make it available for meetings of the Woman's Club, a Home Economics Group, a 4-H or PTA, or Lions Club, or whatever the community has need of. Mostly, it turns out, it's tourists that stop by there now. Somebody with enough taste and imagination could do something worthwhile with it. Back at the ranch, we had a light, quick hamburger lunch, and then choppered over to the Haywood once more, where we met Mary Ellen and A.W. But the lake was alive with boats. Speedboats, water skiers, sailboats, quiet fishermen sitting languidly in little rowboats. Families in the pontoon boats built like a houseboat with a roof, with everybody from grandmother to baby on board, and all of them looking at us, gathered to see who was going to come out of that boathouse on the boat which they now have clearly identified as the president's boat. Not a very restful prospect, so we went inside to take a nap while A.W. and Mary Ellen and a few more got in the big boat and took off down the river at a high speed, thinking perhaps they could be a decoy and we could join them by car farther on down somewhere. But alas, as we communicated with them, it seemed that all their friends steadfastly attended them, one or two of the boats they thought they identified as newspaper people. So we decided it would just be quieter and more pleasant to ride around and look at the deer and the cattle. The view from the top of the hills where the ranchettes are, A.W.'s real estate venture called the Comanche Company, is a joy to look at over and over. These 2 days have been worth it, but it wasn't the great sense of release and exultation and pleasure that we had on the July 4th weekend, perhaps because that one marked the dramatic ending of great effort topped with triumph. We were tired and successful. That's the time to rest. Now it's more a mood of frustration and knowing that the hardest work lies ahead. One funny picture of the day I shall remember was A.W. and Mary Ellen approaching in the big boat, coming back to the Haywood, leading a flotilla, a veritable Pied Piper operation, with every craft on the lake behind them. Linda Bird had left on a 4 o'clock plane for Washington, and before 6, we went in to Bergstrom, caught the Jetstar, and before 11:30, we're at the White House. Perhaps the last trip we'll get to Texas before the convention.